Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
This is from the New Jersey Department of Health.
Dear Santa, I don't want games. I don't want toys. Just get me the COVID vaccine.
This holiday season, there's no better gift than peace of mind. Get vaccinated today. Visit COVID19.nj.gov.
These poor kids.
I feel bad for the child actor who even had to do that nonsense.
I bet no child actor actually said those words. They just had to mix them together. You want me to say I don't want toys?
Well, I wish you were right about that, Bonnie, but the fact is a lot of these kids, they live with parents who fully believe every bit of propaganda that has been spewed upon them by these government agencies in the last 2 years. They fully buy all of the claims that COVID is some sort of an insanely deadly virus and that if you don't get vaccinated, you hate grandma and the whole thing. And they've been, you know, they've got literally Sesame Street characters
who
have been pimping these vaccines to them. So it comes at them at school if they go to government school. It comes at them if they watch television, and it comes at them from their parents. These kids are, I'm sure, as true believers as their own parents. I was actually happy to see we were shopping at one of the local grocers here in town tonight, Aldi, which is, I guess, an international discount chain. And I was pleased that despite the new keen quote-unquote mask mandate, the majority of the shoppers were actually not masked tonight. So I was glad to see that.
From what I've heard from someone who recently went to Walmart, they encountered lower numbers of people in masks since the mandate than there were prior to it. Because when I went, it was closer to 90% of people being in masks. And this was without the mandate. I went a few weeks ago for some reason, immediately left because it was just full of people and I didn't want to deal with it. But it was probably 90% of people there were wearing masks. But now it's closer to 50-50. Presumably, people, maybe that suggests that people wanted to wear a mask, but then the government said, hey, you have to wear a mask. And they said, oh, yeah, no, I don't have to do anything.
I doubt that it's just random chance.
I think it is kind of random because at the Moose Mart where I work, way more people are coming in masks now, which is sad. Oh, but not our regulars. Our regulars have not been coming in with masks and seem to not know anything about it.
Is there a signage on the door now?
No. Yeah, we have.
Let's talk about the signage there.
We have a piece of paper like 1 inch by 1 inch. With it is written on it. I thought there was nothing on it. I thought it was blank, but it's so small that you can barely see it, and it's the whole
all 3 pages of the COVID-19 mask mandate that was just recently released, and they scaled each page down. And we've talked on and off about the Great Reset throughout the years, which is a confusing thing, but I think it was the New York Times. If you go there and you search for a great, they have an entire section of articles dedicated to the Great Reset.
Like it was Time Magazine, I think.
Time Magazine. This is a real thing that some world elites have planned.
Whatever it is, although it's not really clear if you actually try to figure out by searching and reading about like what they mean when they make these sort of overarching big picture statements about what they think the Great Reset is. And even the BBC article recently that came out like today to try to debunk the conspiracy theories, even it admits that it's not clear exactly what the Great Reset is.
Which is scary because it's a real thing and it does exist, and you can find the people themselves at the G20 summits and the G6 summits or whatever openly admitting that they have this plan to perform a Great Reset. And evidently you have quotes of people saying things like, you'll own nothing and you'll love it.
That's right.
As though it's going to be this communist paradise where everyone shares everything or no one owns anything because you're just a serf.
Well, they won't use the term communism.
No,
when
of course
it comes
not.
To the Great Reset.
It wouldn't even be communism. It would just be your same old tried and true, not tried and true, but your same old horrific socialism of just bureaucrats.
Or crony capitalism or whatever. I mean, you know, the ism is not clear what their viewpoint is. Reuters came out with their quote unquote fact check, I guess, yesterday. And BBC had one from back in June. So I thought BBC's was also coming out this week. But no, that was several months ago.
And Bitcoin.com did a fact check of their fact check.
I guess you could call it that, yeah. It's at the very least an overview of what these companies are doing. So do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
So it says here on December 22nd, Twitter trends indicate that thousands of people on social media are talking about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, as Reuters and the BBC have run fact-checking posts on the subject. According to the reports, the Great Reset has been tied to various conspiracy theories, and the initiative was launched in June of 2020, which is false. The Great Reset terminology has been around for years. It's been pimped by World Economic Forum from the last time I looked into it. I found stuff as far back as 2016, if not further.
It just became sort of popularized in 2020 because the scamdemic, so to speak, made people look around and start asking questions and realize that, hey, there's a lot of stuff here that could be related to what's going on today.
Well, plus a lot of the World Economic Forum people started coming out and praising the, oh, this pandemic, it's so bad, but it also gives us a chance for the Great Reset. Like, so they are using this to
never let a good disaster go to waste.
Exactly. So ever since the outbreak of COVID, an agenda called the Great Reset has been discussed across the globe. This, by the way, reporting by Jamie Redman over at news.bitcoin.com. The subject has been tied to a number of theories that claim the global elite are planning to reset society and the economy to, quote, build back better.
You evidently found out that what the fact checkers did here was they Googled the Great Reset, and what they learned was that the World Economic Forum's meeting in June of 2020, they nicknamed it the Great Reset. But the phrase the Great Reset goes much more distant into the past.
That's what I thought, Aria. And so I've just been looking here over the last several minutes to see if I can reproduce what I swear I had seen before.
We covered it here on the show.
I feel like we did, yeah.
We did. It was you and I and maybe someone else. I don't remember who, but I know you and I were on the show that night.
I cannot find, at least, now I haven't looked on DuckDuckGo, but I cannot find the Great Reset previous to 2020 at this time. All of the pages that look like they're from before 2020 are just some old page on the World Economic Forum website, but then down at the bottom it's got a link to an article from now or from the last 2 years, so it's not finding actual old pages like I thought. So I don't know if this...
Are you using archive.com?
No, I'm not using archive.org on this.
Oh.
So just my initial researching, not able to back
down the
up
memory
what
hole it went after all.
Yeah, that's weird.
We did,
it's very strange.
It'll be in the Free Talk Live archives if some bored listener out there, because they do seem to be our listener base, at least the ones on the Matrix server that's comprised of bored people. Find the show in the archives where Ian and I talked about this, because we did and we read the articles. They do want to microchip you because it makes their lives a whole lot easier.
Did you ever look in? I never looked into it, but did you ever look into the claims that people who got the vaccine could like attach magnets to their arms?
I have not heard that.
I've seen videos of people doing it, but I haven't looked into it any other way.
Yeah,
I would be skeptical upon seeing it.
I'm skeptical initially, but
thinking that most likely someone just has like a metal implant to replace their bone or something like that, and they're just exploiting people's fear. That would be my assumption.
But it's more than one video.
Yeah,
right?
And the thing is, I saw this girl that I follow on YouTube just for like fashion and like makeup things. Ian knows who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And she got the vaccine. She was like, I didn't know that it would be real. And she was really doing it. And it's not like I'm like, I believe her 100%. It's just it seems like there's no motive, you know? Like just a makeup
so
guru
somebody,
on
you've
YouTube.
Been watching, she did the magnet thing, is what you're saying. That's so weird.
That was when I was like, okay, this is really weird. It's not just, you know, completely random TikToks. You have no idea what country it's from or whatever, you know.
There's no apparent motive, but remembering the clown sightings that occurred in 2016 that freaked everyone out, there were a lot of people with no real clear apparent motive taking fake pictures of clowns off the internet and saying that they saw this clown out in this little small town just to freak people out. You'll own nothing, but yet the model they're talking about is something called stakeholder capitalism, which is apparently a system in which corporations are oriented to serve the interests of all of their stakeholders, such as customers, suppliers, employees, shareholders, and local communities. Under this
that
system
means government.
It does.
Yeah.
Under this system, a company's purpose is to create long-term value and not to maximize profits. So they want to rewire human nature somehow so that a person who runs a company is somehow not interested in maximizing profits. You know, however, how you could maximize profits while also making sure that customers, suppliers, employees, shareholders, and communities relying on these companies are all happy and benefiting from the situation would be to have an actual free market.
Mm. Get rid of all the things regulating them from doing things the way that would be best for them.
I suspect that is not what they are proposing.
No, they're proposing to rewrite human nature so that people aren't motivated by profit.
Well, what I see here is a bunch of gobbledygook. Now, where are you getting that definition from?
That came from Investopedia.
So I actually have an article by Klaus Schwab.
Who wrote an entire book about this crap.
Yeah, he's like the head of the World Economic Forum.
Look at Nike and their support for Colin Kaepernick, and look at all of the companies changing their little icons to incorporate the rainbow during the month of June or July, whichever mm-hmm. the hell one is, Gay Pride Month.
It's June.
Thank you. They're absolutely not just trying to portray this image of, oh, we're just maximizing profits. They're trying to convince people that, oh, yes, we care about these social issues. And by and large, it works.
Do you think that works, Bonnie? I mean, you're the youngest person in the room. I mean, do you think that people in the millennial or Gen Z generations buy all that?
I don't think that they think about it that hard. It's like if I'm at a gay pride parade and they're selling the Budweiser's that are rainbow, I'm going to want that one because it's pretty.
What about if they do something even more minor than that, and they just, like, change their logo on Twitter?
I don't think anybody, like, goes and praises them that I know of, like, oh, I'm so glad that they did this. It would be different if they came out with a statement, maybe, then that people would be like, oh, they did something, because they came out with a statement.
They usually do have a statement at some point during June about how they love their LGBTQ plus.
Except their brands in the Middle East. They don't say anything.
No, they don't.
Right. People do make fun of it, too, because there was this really funny video going around that lots of, like, well, all my friends that are gay are from Texas. So if you're asking specifically about them, it's like they're just not like Californian blue-haired people. You know what I mean?
I guess I don't know what you mean.
They're like, I don't know, they're more open-minded to like my ideas and stuff like that because they're from Texas.
Mm. 20 or 30 years ago, if Alex Jones was on, you know, Austin television, railing about biometric identification.
Yeah.
The news media just didn't care. It was just some guy on the radio or some guy on public television making claims, and it just didn't matter. But now, enough people are talking about the Great Reset. Enough people are curious about the Great Reset. There's enough theories out there going around about it that they feel like, oh my God, we've got to do something about it. We've got to get the official version of this out there. And so that's why BBC and Reuters have apparently stepped up in the last few months to do that.
Yeah, and you can't listen to every conspiracy theorist because you do have some that say things that just aren't likely, like they're secretly putting microchips in the vaccine or whatever.
Or that birds aren't real.
See, I don't think anyone genuinely believes that one.
No,
though.
They don't. There was actually an article in the New York Times that came out where the founder of the Birds Aren't Real movement has admitted that the whole thing is basically a total troll job.
I didn't know that people ever claimed to think that all birds are not real, but I could totally believe that there are probably sometimes robotic birds that fly next to somebody that they want to listen to.
I could see the government having drones that are shaped like birds. I mean, the military uses one that are shaped like flies and stuff like that.
Don't they have like cockroach-sized ones or something?
Yeah. Oh, so they have some pretty fancy technology. These governments around the world, these great organizations like the World Economic Forum, they have all of these great plans about things they want to do. But when you try to ask them, can you explain this plan? You don't get a very clear answer.
No, and I don't think it's going to be clear here in a moment. But he points to Generation Z and millennials as the reason why this change is happening now, saying that they don't want to just make profits. They want their companies to be caring, right, is kind of what he's saying here. So he goes on. He says, the result is stakeholder capitalism is quickly gaining ground. The change in direction is long overdue. I first described the concept back in 1971, and I created the World Economic Forum to help business and political leaders implement it. 2 years later, attendees at the forum's annual meeting signed the Davos Manifesto, which describes a firm's principal responsibilities towards its stakeholders.
That's now, coincidental. That also happens to be the year that the United States went off of the gold standard.
Interesting. Now others are finally coming to the stakeholder, which he puts in quotes, table. The U.S. Business Roundtable, America's most influential business lobby group, announced this year, and this was written in 2019, that it would formally embrace stakeholder capitalism. And its so-called impact investing is rising to prominence as more investors look for ways to link environmental and societal benefits to financial returns. We should seize this moment.
So they're still motivated by financial returns. They're just trying to find a way to profit off of pretending to care about the economy.
I just want to say that communism, I believe that it's a more fair system for the common average person.
That doesn't work their entire life?
Because it's a system without the billionaire capitalists. And since you guys are talking about capitalists.
Hold on, Sarah. Because I'm with you to an extent. I don't think a person can become a billionaire without utilizing the state to get that way.
Or using the workers. That's just what my gut tells me.
Because we're not talking about someone with $999 million and all of that here. We're talking about an actual billionaire. And I just find it hard to believe someone could reach that position without using force and violence of government somewhere along the way. I could be wrong.
Just hold on to the Bitcoin long enough and we'll all be billionaires.
Fair point. But,
Of course, that counts on the government to print money, but that's not what you're talking about.
If there was a system in place where... as soon as they made $1 billion, every single dollar beyond that just got distributed automatically to the workers or whatever, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to it because it's more money than they're ever going to spend in their entire life.
Are you saying that would be a voluntary system?
Well, from what I heard in Cuba, for example, all the doctors, they work for free. They all get housing. They all get food, but they don't get paid. If we became communists, we should not grab Donald Trump and whatever all these billionaires and put a bullet at them. I would not see that.
No, you would rather just steal all of their wealth.
Right, they need to give it up or at least put them in jail for a while and make sure that we take care of all the homeless people.
For what? And what crime did they commit to put them in jail, Sarah?
Who would put them in jail?
I would put them in jail if they do.
You would put them in jail.
Kill them. I would put them in jail for a while and make them work like everybody else. I mean, look at this capital system rewards. What is that? The Hilton. They put on a show about it. She did nothing to deserve all that money. She just inherited it because the capital system rewards people that just inherit and get everything that everybody else made.
So yeah, by having no skills, no talent, she's just hemorrhaging money. And eventually her family's going to run out of money if someone isn't contributing or creating or producing something.
Can we go back to North Korea for a moment here? Because, you know, I've read a thing or two. I've seen some books, read books by people who've been in North Korea and escaped from North Korea. And I guess what I'm curious about here is, did you miss the part where people were starving to death in North Korea in the 1990s due to communism?
Well, did you know they're starving people in here in New Mexico?
Why is it important to specifically say that Black Lives Matter? Because when they said that all men are created equal, they didn't include Black men. When they said liberty and justice for all, they did not include Black people. So it's reasonable for a Black man to ask if you are including them when you say all lives matter. Mm-hmm. And that's a really, really good point. You know, You have to say that because they were specifically excluded from liberty and justice for all, and the phrase meant all men are created equal. So certainly some history there that we can't just ignore and say, well, all lives matter.
Yeah, and speaking of ignoring history, Sarah there just does not want to talk about, you know, communist Russia, communist North Korea.
And I don't even know why she took the time to reference North Korea, because she had sounded more like she was making our point.
I mean, she pointed out that her family escaped from North Korea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said her grandmother was from North Korea. I don't know.
Do you leave North Korea without escaping it? Do they have some sort of expatriation
program? Well, also, I didn't quibble with her about it.
I forgot to ask if she's vaccinated.
She'll call again. Yeah. But I didn't quibble with her about it. But North Korea didn't exist until after it was divided up, after the, you know, the Korean conflict with Japan and the United States. So it was just Korea.
I'd like to call in about the COVID virus and people at haven't got their COVID virus shots yet.
Have you gotten your vaccine, Richard?
Yes.
I can ask you, has Sarah gotten her vaccine?
Yes, I was with her when she got her vaccine.
Just like a good little communist.
Yeah, I even volunteered to give her the shot.
Are you a communist, Richard?
No, I'm a Vietnam veteran and also I'm a former special agent with the United States Department of Justice.
So you actually fought the communists in Vietnam?
Yes.
That's got to be an awkward living situation.
Well, we've adapted.
All right.
So you mentioned you had problems with the vaccine, right?
Well, what I did, people were jumping on people that haven't got vaccinated at all. And with my medical background as a Navy corpsman for 4 years, I wouldn't have got my vaccine either because I'm pretty educated and smart enough to stay away from people and populated places.
So buy your piece of land, have your commune. You're never going to get engineers to come there. You're never going to get doctors, physicists, or any biochemists or vaccine manufacturers to come there because they're not going to be motivated for their expertise. If you get an engineer there or a physicist there, it's because they've had a mental breakdown and they don't want to participate in their career anymore. This sort of thing happens, right? They're like, all right, I'm done. I'm buying a bus and selling all my possessions and I'm just going to go now because that's the physicist you're going to get in your Chinese commune. So, I mean, or in your communist commune.
Well, right. And there's been so many experiments in this over decades and decades and, you know, last 100+ years or whatever. And they've all been abject failures. Yeah. And they'll continue to be. And they'll continue to be because, as I said, it's against human nature. Now, as much as Sarah and her communist ilk want to believe that if we just tell people we're just doing this for the community. You've got to be community minded, which means you need to work as hard as everybody else. But oh, if you can't work, well, that's okay. We'll take care of you because from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. So therefore, there's all now of a sudden people who all of a sudden can't work, who could work before because, well, why should they work as hard as other people when if they work less hard, they still get food in theory, right? Like, that's the idea. You get taken care of. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, I can't work today. I'm just going to have to sit this out.
Communists are dummies, lame brains, idiots. How can they think the way they think? What chemical compounds are they getting from their... What are they eating?
I think there's two main categories from my observation. There's the people who are like Sarah that just want to live for free. They're lazy.
They don't want to work. She has not worked since she was 18, and she'll tell you that. So, yeah.
They're lazy. They don't want to work. And those are the ones that are not as bright. Then there are the control freaks. And those are the ones who are actually pretty intelligent, right? Those are the ones who are not going to call Free Talk Live because they don't feel like they have to defend communism. They're just going to go and do what they can to implement it. And that's because they are controllers. They want to tell people what to do. They want to be the elites that Bonnie was talking about. They want to be the fat cats at the top of the communist organizational system.
I think there's probably a third type as well. There's the communists that is just purely motivated by emotional reasons. And you gotta admit, when communism gives you its pitch, it sounds like it could be fantastic. Everyone's going to be taken care of. Everyone's going to have food. Everyone's going to have health care. If you value these things, communism pitching it that way, it sounds appealing. If your primary motivation isn't liberty or something like that, you just want to make sure everyone in the world is fed, and communism comes along and says, we're going to make sure everyone in the world is fed, everyone's taken care of, everyone is equal. Those things sound great. It's got a great sales pitch behind it.
Whenever you're talking about these things, whether it's capitalism, communism, you got to have the definition out there so you can actually agree with the definition before you can even have a discussion. Because if you're talking about capitalism, you're probably talking about pure capitalism or an economic system or political system in which countries' trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state.
Which is why corporations are not capitalist because
but
they're using
crony
the state.
Capitalism, where people use the state, as you're saying, Bonnie, in order to benefit themselves at the cost of others. Right.
Which I would argue is essentially just fascism.
It's just not capitalism. That's just a bad word.
But to the average person, crony capitalism or fascism, however you want to describe it, is what capitalism is. The system
that's
that
right.
we have in the United
that's
States.
That's what we have today.
That's what they believe capitalism is.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I'm the kind of person who's like, well, if that word has been trashed, then I'm going to go ahead and abandon it. In the same way that I prefer to be called a voluntarist, I'll accept libertarian, but I think voluntarist is a better term because it's more explicit about what I actually believe.
Yeah, there was a time I was really annoyed with being called a libertarian because, for one thing, somebody we know kept saying, you libertarians, about like everything I did. But for another reason, just because conservatives think that they're libertarians right now. And it's so annoying.
Yeah, and as far as the term capitalism is concerned, it's just too much preconceived notions, too much sure. baggage.
The stakeholder model of capitalism, that reminded me of a couple of things. First of all, that one scene from Network from 1976 where he's basically talking about the world is a business and all of these corporations are fighting for control over business, and so therefore the guy envisioned a future where people have a stake in the business. So basically, it's gigantic fascism put together into one monopoly. And then that made me think about Elon Musk's talking about how government is essentially the world's largest monopoly that has, they're legally sanctioned to use violence. And there's no way to get out of it. And so basically, you could look at this idea about quote unquote stakeholder capitalism, a bunch of businesses around the world having a stake in quote unquote the government, being nothing more than one gigantic pseudo capitalist society. But in fact, it's actually either fascism or communism, because there's no way to get out of communism either. No one actually owns anything. Everyone's part of the state.
It's not clear in this nothing's clear in this article about stakeholder capitalism. Like, the one thing that seems like the obvious question is, who are the stakeholders? Who are we talking about here? And are we talking about...
What I saw from Investopedia was that the stakeholders is pretty much everyone, including customers.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.